come back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Well, good morning. Welcome to the roundtable. I'm Joe Donahue.
Yay.
If you
Welcome back.
If you're new to the station, I used to work here for a long time. Oh goodness, it is. I can't tell you how great it is to be back to see everybody, to see everybody's shining face. And it's been 80 days since I've been gone, and
Bly went around the world in that time.
Yes, that's right, exactly. And I didn't do anything in that time other than heal. There's a million people to thank here. I want to thank Alan. For being so terrific. Alan was my first visitor, my first non-family visitor. Came in. He was there when the surgeon gave me lip.
And lecture. He gave you a lecture.
Like, don't screw it up. You have one chance.
Yeah.
Don't screw it up. And Alan and Roselle came, and that meant so much to me. Of course, I mentioned Ray, who has just been amazing, and I can't thank him enough. Sarah, who has done just taken over the show, and it's just been amazing. And finally, oh my God, the listeners! I cannot tell you how nice these listeners, our listeners, are. Even the ones who came in to visit me in the hospital without asking, it was lovely. It was very, very nice.
Did you share your hospital food with them?
No, you know, it's just, you're in this very awkward stage when you first have, so I fell down the stairs and I had a bilateral quadricep tear. So I can't walk and I'm on my back for a month. So I can't do anything. I can't get up. I can't put any weight on me. I'm flat on my back for a month. So there's a lot of moving me and dragging and that kind of thing. So you just like get onto a bedpan. And then somebody would come in and say, "Oh, hi, are you Joe?" Yes, I am. I really didn't want to meet you this way.
That's funny.
But it's amazing. It feels very weird, but it's good to be back.
Yeah, it's great.
It's
to have
a
you.
hell of a story.
Well, universe.
We don't want to stop there. We want to tell you right now. We had a call from Emily Fisher, our great friend of Sheffield, Massachusetts, and obviously she loves you, Joe, and she is putting up $10,000 this morning.
Wow.
In honor of Joe. If we can raise $25,000 this morning, that will not be easy, folks.
And this goes to the station, obviously.
Oh, yeah. And Emily, we love you, and she's been great. She was the head of Simon's Rock, the layhead, for years and years, and so we have the possibility of getting. We now have $534,602.
Right.
We need to get to 560 this
Correct.
Morning to do this. And Joe, nobody does this better than you do. Although, you know, this is done in your honor, and I think it's terrific.
Well, there is no better way. You know, people do those on their Facebook things for their birthday now. It's like, oh, let's collect $500 or whatever. And I always feel weird doing that because I spend most of, you know, three times a year we're begging for money. I feel weird doing it on my birthday. But this is a great thing. This is lovely. WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262. We have operators are standing by.
Here at Lewis Aluminum.
That's right. Lewis Aluminum. Aluminium, as they say.
Yeah, but this is just great. You know, this is an honor of our Joe.
So,
yeah.
Just because I'm new to this, because I left
sure.
right after the last fund drive, so now we're having another one. We need to get to what, $800,000?
That's right. We need $800,000.
I mean, right now we're looking
morning?
For 5-6. But 800 before we go, if we're going to have a one-day fund drive.
I see.
So let's just say for argument's sake that they call witnesses.
She let it be shown that Rosemary is shaking her head. That's not going to happen.
Dream on, my colleagues. But anyway, if the trial goes on, then obviously we want to cover it, and we want a very short fund drive so we'll be able to cover it. You see what that means?
And Joe, if, on the other hand, the trial doesn't go on, it says something about American government, about where we are, and it also says why we need WAMC doing its thing every single moment, every single day, the way that nobody else does it. So, folks, we've got to do that. So do what you can.
Is it true that am I right on this, political people, that the next – so next week is the Iowa caucus. The week after that would be New Hampshire, yes?
Yes.
So we want to be back for that.
There are so many implications. Look, the way that I'm seeing this is we have a guy who is president of the United States who is just awful. I don't know how else to put it. He's just awful. I don't know how we ever got here. I think it's just unimaginable that this is happening. By the way, I keep hearing from everybody he's going to get reelected, except that he's underwater in every poll. He's underwater with everybody. I think he's going to lose. I predicted he was going to lose, and I still think he's going to lose.
Regardless of who his opponent is?
I think it's better. He would be better for some people that I could name. I said on my early morning commentary this morning that I think, well, it's doubtful that Mike Bloomberg is going to be the candidate, that Mike Bloomberg, as a moderate, is the guy who could win. And who could beat Trump. But there are a lot of people who think Bernie, that we elected Trump because he was an outsider and he was different, and that Bernie is the same thing. So we don't know.
So let's get into this, if we may, of talking about the stories of the day. And so yesterday there was a moment, and our good friend... Our good friend Alan Dershowitz yesterday, in talking about all this, was trying to make the case during the trial that saying that every public official I know believes that his election is in the public interest, thereby saying that whatever he does is doing this in the best interest of the American people, which then cannot be impeachable. I heard you, Alan, this morning talk about, that's dictatorship 101. I just don't know how you even say that with a straight face.
Well, he said it. He was paid to say it, and we have names for that. But it was not good. And it really said, it just defied what we know. I mean, one guy says, okay, it's just the good of the nation for me to self-advance myself. That's Donald Trump. Then we have somebody who's opposing Donald Trump and says, no, if he's right, it'll be terrible. So now we have two people who think that they're own in the public interest. And what happens when one of them loses? Does that mean automatically that the one who won was right? It's just disgusting.
Well, the idea that presidents should have unlimited rights, really, to make decisions that are supposedly in the interests of the American public is simply appalling. I mean, I just think about John Roberts sitting in the room, and his brain must be imploding inside of his skull, going like, that guy has a degree in law?
We're both in the same profession, yes.
And I was just, talking to my husband this morning about how it would be, we were like, wow, wouldn't Harvard want to disconnect from Dershowitz after making such an idiotic argument that is devoid of logic and intelligence?
I love it. I love what you're saying. Rosemary, you look like you're about to say something.
No.
I just find, and I'm not Rosemary. You can tell the difference. I've been away, so you thought maybe I'd. Anyway.
Thank you all for wearing name tags today, too. I had forgotten. I appreciated that.
The legalities of this baffle me. Now, let's just start from here. If he is vindicated or acquitted, and Dershowitz's opinion is the last opinion that we heard specifically regarding the carte blanche, what does happen the next time, whether it's Trump or somebody else? Is the precedent stand? Does a reluctant Congress go a different route, which is to say bring a case that could get to the Supreme Court so that the justices can straighten this thing out? Or are we stuck with the opinion that Dershowitz is advocating right now?
I understand your point, but wouldn't it be more valid in the future to be precedent setting if there was indeed an actual trial?
Well, this is as close to a trial as we're going to get.
No, it isn't. Not without witnesses.
Well, but this is what it is.
I actually think Dershowitz is making purely political arguments.
Yeah. He must have
shredded his credentials before he went up there making those arguments.
No, he did that to the OJ case.
He never had great credentials as far as, you know.
Yeah,
right?
He's a great
defense attorney, and he's gotten off people who everyone else thought was guilty, and now he's using arguments no one else ever came with. He's wildly creative and deeply researched, and he is serving his client. He is acting like a great defense attorney. I have no beef against him. I have beef against John Roberts, who, if he's sitting up there looking down on Dershowitz, I'm looking down at him. His Citizens United action helped put in the Congress that he's now sitting in front of, and his court just this week made a ruling in immigration, which continues to give all power to the president. So he's a big part of the problem that he's now presiding. And I look back fondly on those innocent days when we thought that Richard Nixon was the worst person in the world. And when he told David Frost, if the president does it, it is not illegal, we were all, the American people, were appalled. And now it's enshrined. Whether or not he gets off or not, and of course I think he is going to get off, this is going to be used by any other president, any other person in power in trouble.
Which goes back to
my
point is what will be the recourse?
Right.
Can somebody go to the Supreme Court? Because Roberts is clearly silent on this right now.
Well, what do you expect Roberts to be doing?
I don't know. That's another question I have is does he have any leeway as to what he can and cannot say?
Yeah, actually, I want to give kudos to Roberts for one thing. So there was a move to enter a question that would reveal the name or the supposed name of the whistleblower.
Yeah. By Senator Rand Paul.
And he has refused to let that question be asked. Rand Paul has been out in the hallways yelling at Fox News that he's being suppressed and blah, 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 blah. But Roberts is, the law says this cannot be done, this will not be done. So I'll at least give him points for that, that he is being a fair referee, because that is very clear in the law, right?
Illegal, it's criminal activity to release the name of a whistleblower and not give protection to a whistleblower. So Judge Roberts is clearly aware and very concerned about that particular issue. Now, it's not so clear what role he can and should be playing in this supposed trial in the Senate. There we have some very flexible interpretations.
Okay, well, can I just stop for a second? I know that this will annoy some people, and I apologize in advance. But our wonderful friend Emily Fisher, in honor of Joe's return, has put up $10,000 if we can raise $25,000 this morning. I know that Amber will be coming in any second now to tell us how we are doing.
We have $23,877 to go.
You know, Joe, that's why I love having you back. Because
he's a math whiz.
I have the little calculator in front of me.
We didn't. So how much have we raised thus far today?
About $2,200.
Okay. Now, everybody, that's it. It's our Joe. He's back. $10,000. That's a lot of money from Emily.
Not Joe.
From Emily Fisher. $10,000. If anybody can get to a phone at 1-800-323-9262. I'll repeat it again. I'm sorry for that. 1-800-323-9262. Or at WAMC.org. You have to go into the on your computer, you go to WAMC.org, and you do what you can to make us whole and to honor Joe on his coming back this morning. Joe, it's just wonderful to see you.
It is wonderful to be back. February 10th is the start of the fund drive. We have now until then to make $800,000. We want to bring it to the 560 point this morning, 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org, WAMC.org, and If we don't make this, it'll sort of be a little depressing for me.
And for me.
And
we have to get into what, Joe, we always call the whoosh factor.
You know, they did this for Joe. How much money do they make? About $2,500. Great. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. So riddle me this, Batman. I'm watching TV on, what night is it? It's Tuesday night. And McConnell says, "Well, I don't know if we have the votes to block witnesses. I'm not sure we have the votes to block witnesses." Then I see our friend Chuck Schumer on, and he says, "Oh, well, I know personally of 12 senators who want witnesses. Mm-hmm. I know personally 12 senators who want witnesses."
But then he said, Joe, a little later, he didn't have any great confidence they could get the four that they needed.
So what happened in the last 24 hours of just, you talk about the whoosh factor, mm-hmm. of just that erosion? I mean, obviously, a lot of pressure has been put on the assembly.
Did anybody here really think Susan Collins, who has always changed her name, her approach, Susan Collins was really going to vote against this president? I didn't. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I think that part of what happened, if you watched it, seemed to be that the Republicans got comfortable with the following. He did it, and it doesn't matter.
Yes.
He did it, and it's not impeachable.
That's right.
So bringing in witnesses, all that will do is make people more certain he did it, and then they're still going to have to vote to acquit. So I think if I'm sitting there and I'm planning to vote for acquit, I want to make sure that we get out of this as fast as possible. And I'm sure their polling is showing them that. They see they can't win. So all that the witnesses would do was bolster the Democratic
case. Polling, I'm sorry, Alan, but polling also shows that over 75% of the people want witnesses.
Sure, that's I think you're looking at private poll. That's national polling. I think when you're looking at the private polling of these individual senators, they're looking to say, my election, right? Mm-hmm. How is that impacted by this?
That's
and what they're saying is, since I'm going to have to vote to acquit, right, the last thing I want is Bolton to come in
and
here and say, I mean, right now there's at least a little bit of gray area about whether he really did it. The minute it becomes he absolutely did it and we're forgiving him,
so
that's going to be a tougher sell than where there's this kind of vagueness.
So one of the things that I've been thinking about is that perhaps the biggest mistake the White House is making right now is to go so ferociously after Bolton and trying to suppress the book and trying to claim that either Bolton was lying or that what is in his book has not been vetted by intelligence services and might be disallowed for public general dissemination. So if that, in fact, happens,
10 seconds. Go ahead.
The general public will understand that there is a snuffing out of information, even more so.
We'll be right back. Please pledge. We need $23,500, 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-ay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
All right. right. Welcome back, and thank you very much. Well, while we're on break and we're waiting for the phones to ring and for us to make money, and we're about $23,000 away from what we need for the $10,000 from Emily Fisher.
But we can do it.
Yes, we can. Of course, we can do it. We have time. We can do it. We'll all will be well. But they brought in a lovely cake. It's a beautiful cake that says "Welcome back, Joe." It's just gorgeous, and it is green. It is it has like shamrock balloons on it, which I think may just be rubbing salt in the wounds, but that's okay. And rubbing frosting in the wounds, as it were. And
it should be in the shape of a staircase.
Yes. Yeah. And then they handed me a knife that is like a Norman Bates cleaver, which I had. My God, I've been here 25 years. I didn't know we had one of these in the building.
I'm getting out of here.
Look at that. That's great. So I will ask questions, and then I'll start to cut cake for us all here.
Yeah, that's good. And I'm going to agree with the man with the knife.
Yes.
Anything you say,
agree
right?
Agree with the man with the knife. All right. So Alan is going to ask me how much we need to go,
yeah,
and I'm going to answer with what I see as the latest totals. 1-800-323-9262 is our telephone number, wamc.org. We need $22,643. $22,643. We have a $10,000 challenge from Emily Fisher, the wonderful Emily Fisher. That is a lot of money, folks.
And we don't want to lose it.
We don't want to lose it. This would bring us, if we get to 560, that would be 10. That would bring us to 570. And we need to get to 800,000 by February 10th. So please, whatever you can do. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. So
we're welcoming back Joe. That's the important point here. This cake is symbolic of what we feel with your being here. And as you mentioned earlier today, Joe, we all have such appreciation for Ray and stepping in and doing what he did.
He's done amazing.
In your absence.
There's
only
incredible.
One Joe, and there's only one Ray. So
absolutely
we're
true.
Lucky to have this kind of bench and this kind of help here.
Well, I'll get to the cake in a second, but it's 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org, WAMC.org. Okay. Alan, you have some letters, and then we'll get people calling and pledging a lot of money.
Okay. And, Joe, you'll keep your eye on that magic machine of yours.
Yes.
And you'll be able to tell us what was going.
Yes.
Annie says, a very good morning. Welcome back, Joe.
Thank
so
you.
Sorry I didn't send a note to wish you a speedy recovery. Sad face. But so glad to see you back on your feet. Smiley face. Also, a special thank you to Ray for all your hard work and help. I love to listen to you all. I have learned so much about what really matters in our country. Thank you all. And that's Annie in Saratoga.
Oh,
nice. And then we heard from Lisa. Good morning, question mark. I'm very concerned with Trump's attorney's disturbing performance during, especially Dershowitz. No witnesses. Trump didn't give a hoot about Ukraine until Biden announced. Where do we go from here? And Kamar says, Cruz and Graham, do Chief Justices write memoirs? When we get to hear what Robert's take on these legal arguments are, really, when do we get to hear what Robert's take on these legal arguments are? Really, I'm just writing to ruin your respective days. If Romney won in 2012, we'd never have Trump. I'm with Rosemary here. Here we're beat. He's going to get reelected. Have y'all ever listened to the C-SPAN caller lines? And that's from Kamar in Pittsfield. Kamar, I only say this to you. You're only wrong about one thing. Trump is going to lose. And I'm telling you, he's going to lose. 1-800-323-9262.
You're making people happy. But
you please
know.
Remember, he said he was going to lose last time, too.
And you know,
that's okay.
Not
we're
me. I
said
no,
he was
going to
win.
He said he could
anyway.
No,
say
you're wrong,
such
Rosemary,
things.
As always.
I know
Nicholas,
that I'm sorry,
Nicholas
but,
says, I'm
no,
sorry.
No, no, I
just
was just going to say,
cake. I can't listen.
I know that Roberts has limited as to what he can do in that chair, but the least he could have done was enforce the rules on the senators who were not supposed to move and they were not supposed to talk to each other and they were not supposed
fidget
to
spinners.
Emote. And they reportedly did quite a bit of gesticulations and moving around. And
yeah, but
he
do
could
we care about
that?
No.
I mean, I don't care.
I mean, just in the sense of, you know, you given what the president has done, do we care if somebody walks out and or Mitt Romney's getting chided for drinking chocolate milk?
If you were called to county court to be a juror, they wouldn't let you out of the jury box.
Listen, I can't control a college class doing that. So Roberts with a whole 100 of the, you know, richest, most egotistical people in the country, come on.
Good point. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Was that it for the letters? We have more letters. Oh, great.
Nick, cutting cake. And by the way, everybody, we need $25,000 by 11 o'clock this morning. It always starts slow, and then we get the whoosh as the people start to understand that Emily Fisher has put up in Joe's, welcoming Joe back, our wonderful Emily, $10,000 if we can just do this morning. So I want everybody to get on a phone. I want everybody to go to WAMC.org and say, we're with you. Dear panel, welcome back, Joe, and thanks again to Ray and Sarah. Logistics question. If the trial did continue into the scheduled fund drive date, is there a reason WAMC could not delay the drive to cover the trial? Thanks, and keep giving, listeners. That's Nicholas from Westfield. Well, Nicholas, we don't want to do that. You know, it may not seem this to you, but we have the wonderful Amber Sickles and her crew, and they have to invite people to be volunteers, to answer the phones, to come in, to get meals scheduled for the volunteers and do all of that. So you really don't want to do that. Hey, we'll cross the bridge when we come to it, but it will not be easy to do that. And we could continue to do what we're doing now, but we'd like to have a fund drive. It's supposed to be.
Yeah, well, barring something very unusual happening today, some kind of big break, I think the writing's on the wall. It's over tomorrow.
Yep.
They wrap this puppy up.
Okay, and Peter says, lawful behavior? Dershowitz's argument is, if I feel that what I'm doing is not criminal and for the good of the country, then I cannot be convicted of any crime. By that reasoning, a crime even as serious as assassinating the president can be excused. Dershowitz would have us believe that the definition of lawful behavior is no longer given. Does this signal the end of the American experiment? Peter from Southampton has signed his name, and I got to tell you, Peter, yeah. I think it does.
No, Peter, you're wrong. This law does not apply to you. It applies to the president of the United States. It's his election that gives him that that huge power. If you assassinate the president, you're going to die.
But the president can, according to Dershowitz, the president can assassinate you as long as he says it was in the national interest.
It seems like there's a particular school of thought where that also applies, and I think it's the Putin school. I think Dershowitz may have gone
the Putin school of government and politics.
And I believe Dershowitz has attended along with Rudy. I think they have like a special class of the Moscow
Academy.
School of political thought.
More letters.
Okay, and this is from Melinda. Alan, he was underwater in 2016. No one thought he could win then either, and he didn't win the popular vote. But there he, capital he, sits in the White House. Polls, schmoles, in my opinion. I'm not doing it on the basis of polls. I'm doing it on the basis of what's right. I think the American people, deep down, are good people, and I think they understand unfairness. And I think the idea that you would have a trial and you would forbid witnesses to come and testify in that trial and you would forbid the offering of evidence in that trial, I think that's going to tick off an awful lot of people. And therefore, I think this guy, who's a bad man, is going to be recognized as such and lose. That's
so
what I think.
So I have another question about things I just don't understand. I asked about the of what happened from Tuesday to Wednesday when it came to the asking of witnesses. But given that the poll numbers, we need, by the way, $19,935.
Okay, we've got to hurry. I'm getting heart palpitations.
1-800-323-9262.
Somebody called the other day and said, Alan, will you cut it out? When you talk about heart palpitations, my 90-year-old mother is very concerned.
Yeah, cut it out, Alan.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, yeah.
You know.
But are they trying to set you up with their 90-year-old money?
Your dollars, I'm not just going to skip that completely. Your dollars are the defibrillator we need. 1-800-323-9262. I had 3 months to think that.
What do you think about the cake?
Oh, the cake is amazing. The cake is great. Really, really good.
We got to thank Woody Woodworth for having picked it out.
Yes, very, very good. And thank you for cake. That was very sweet. And
very
sweet. That's good. You want a big balloon? You want a big frosting balloon? Or I can give you a white rose.
I actually do want another piece, but that's just like so piggy. I can't.
No, you can.
No. There's lots of people.
No, it's not like it's on camera or anything. That's fine.
No, I know.
So 90,000. So my other question was, if you're Mitch McConnell and you see your poll numbers plummeting, if you're Susan Collins and you see your poll numbers plummeting, if you are the candidate who's running against, whose name escapes me, in Arizona against Mark Kelly, and you see your numbers plummeting.
Martha
McSally, thank you. What are you getting out of this?
Well, right now, I think we have very serious issues within the Republican Party where they're so afraid of being identified as not being loyal. So I think some of those senators are thinking we have quite a few months to go in this election cycle, and we may have other opportunities that are safer for us to actually diverge from Trump's plan, such as weakening and softening in the economy, and they can sort of talk about how that needs to be addressed, or they can push back on the idea of another tax cut. I think all of those things are significantly safer than being identified right now as being disloyal to the Republican party by Trump.
And frankly, I think, 9 months in our politics these days is such a long time, right? Yeah. Remember, 4 weeks before the election, we had the tape, the famous...
Hollywood tape.
Access
is what
Hollywood.
We'll call it here.
Yeah. Yes. I was looking for the right word so that you wouldn't have to hit that button. And a month later, it couldn't even make the news, right?
Freud said character is set at, basically birth. I think Susan Collins is Susan Collins. She has disappointed so many people each time, saying that she's going to be independent, and then it turns out she isn't. That's what I think is happening.
I'm sure this was brought up in my absence, but one of the funniest things I've read in the last 2 weeks was Andy Borowitz's report of saying lunch with Susan Collins is her spending 4 hours deciding what she's going to have before she decides to have exactly what Mitch McConnell's having.
Yes.
I have a question for the House, and there, as Donald Rumsfeld would say, the answer is unknowable.
Okay.
If the rules were, and alluding to what Jim mentioned earlier about the Republicans are basically saying, yeah, he did it, but so what? Let's call the impeachment and the removal from office the death penalty. Well, let's say that the Republicans rightly believe that these two articles are not worthy of the death penalty, that is, removal from office, but that they do recognize that something wrong happened. Could there ever be, and I know it would take a rewriting or an amendment, some other kind of punishment? I mean, this guy's going to walk away and say, I was acquitted.
This is the censure argument. And you have to know Donald Trump's character to understand that if you voted for censure and you're a Republican senator, you would be in the same position as if you had voted to convict him of this crime. They'll never do it because they haven't got the guts.
$19,819 is what we need our goal. We have $10,000 on the table from Emily Fisher. $10,000.
And in honor of you, Joe, I know you don't want to say that, but this is in honor of our Joe.
Well, that's very nice. So don't screw it up. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org, WAMC.org. We need you desperately. Please. please. We want to get to the 560,000, although this would bring us actually to the 570 if we get the $10,000, mm-hmm. which is wonderful. 1-800-323-9262. Everybody on a phone, everybody go to their computer or device of your choosing. 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org.
And on that note, Joe, just let me tell everybody that nothing is too little and nothing is too much. Whatever you can do is really important, and that's what's always happened. 2 days ago, we made $25,000 in this time. We can do that right now, but it's going to take everybody saying, he's not talking to somebody else, he's talking to me. And this radio station, think about it. You got a president with all his power, with all the abuse that he is capable of, and all of the our taxpayer dollars to get done whatever he wants. We've got a little radio station which people are flocking to, listening to this program. And by the way, it's really scary how many people do listen to this radio program right now that everybody is on. Please, everybody, just say, we got to preserve it. Nobody's going to do it. There aren't going to be huge taxpayer dollars to do this or anything else. It's all on us. So let's do it now. 1-800-323-9262. We're all counting on you.
1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. We'll be right back.
Now that your picture's in the paper being perfectly admired, you can have it a one that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is wow, 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 wow. Welcome to the working week. Oh, I know it don't thrill you. I hope it don't kill you. Welcome to the working week. You gotta do it till you do it, so you better get to it. All of your family had to kill to survive, and this the waiting for their big day to arrive. But if you are after me, you better be alive. Welcome to the working week. Oh, I know.
Welcome back. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. $19,244 is what we need to make our goal. It's still a lot of money. It's a lot of money, but we need you, please. 1-800-323-9262. I was reminded a few moments ago that I never introduced everybody. I was so excited to get back on the radio that I didn't introduce everybody. So Rosemary Armeo is here. Good morning, Rosemary.
Good morning. I want cake.
You have a huge cake in front of you. Go on. Vera Icarius-Kelly is a wonderful professor at Siena College, and we thank you very much for being with us. Jim Henler is the Tetherless World Professor of Computer, Web, and Cognitive Sciences at RPI. Jim, great to see you.
See you. Good. Welcome back.
Publisher Emeritus Ira Fussfeld is here. Thank you very much.
If I may, you know, I've been in California. I haven't been on the program for about a month, and when I came back in the building today, people were saying, oh, he's back. He's back. He's back. And I was humbled. I didn't realize that my absence had meant so much. But now I understand you've been away, too. So nice to see you.
I'm glad it took you to this morning to realize that. That's good. Yeah. And, of course, WAMC's Alan Chartok. Good morning,
I can only say, Joe, that we are so happy you're back. I mean, really happy. This is a real trauma for this organization to have you gone. And thank goodness that Ray Graff was online and he could do this, and his sense of humor got us through this. But we all knew that we were waiting for you to come back, and here you are. It's just great.
I also wanted to mention that Sarah LeDuc helped quite a bit.
Oh, my God.
Recognize her particular
Absolutely.
Work
I,
as
and
well.
There are lots of ways to recognize that, yeah. One of which is to give her a raise.
Okay, good plan.
Gotta get that fund drive going.
So if people give money.
Ray's asking where his is, actually. He's putting his hand up. I have sad news for you, Alan. I realized that the best time to quit drinking Diet Pepsi, and I'm completely off.
Oh.
And I've been off for 8 weeks now.
And how do you feel any better?
I feel amazing. But what I will tell you is it's really, when you're under the influence of Oxy, it's really easy to get off. You don't have all of the side effects. You don't have the headaches. You don't have the shakes. It's pretty great.
Are okay, you addicted? To Oxy?
No, I'm such a lightweight. I was just addicted to Diet Pepsi. I never got addicted to the other. No, I only had that stuff for like a week.
Oh my.
So Joe, I'm just going to give you one piece of advice, having been through this myself. Always resist the impulse to say, "Oh well, I'm completely off it. I think I'll just have one." That's the end.
I hope you're talking about the Diet Coke.
Yes, not the Oxy.
So I just wanted to clarify that our conversation was slightly confusing at this point. This is Dr. Vera reminding you all not to go off the hard drugs after surgery.
How are we doing on money?
$18,300.
Oh, and we have. What?
You know what? That may be wrong. I have to do math. I'm bad at eye math.
Okay, while you're doing that, I'll read a couple of letters, okay? Yes. Melinda says, underwater. She makes the point he was underwater, and we heard from her, we read it before. Kevin says, aftermath, constitutional convention, clarify separation of powers, executive privilege, maybe even sanity check for national office, Kevin. And Neil says, Andrew Yang, ever since Howard Dean was crucified by the media for being flamboyant at a pep rally and his career was ended, I believe that the media picks who is worthy to be elected. If you don't give any coverage to Mr. Yang, you are saying he is not worthy. Okay.
I was at the meeting last week where we narrowed it down to four people, so you're only going to hear about four candidates from now, and we've already picked it. Jeez.
He's made every debate. He's making the money. He's out. He's getting a lot of coverage. He got a major endorsement.
He's accomplished a lot.
Yeah.
And we read your letter.
There you go. $18,211, Jim. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so if Mayor Pete, if Andrew Yang or one of the other lesser candidates does really well in Iowa, you'll see the news come flocking back. So, again, and that kind of change attracts attention, too. So we'll just see what happens.
By all accounts, the media in Iowa has very little influence over what's going to happen in that caucus. It's all retail politics. Yep. And the endorsement of the Des Moines Register has, I'm not going to mean wrong in the way it's going to sound, but except for once, they've been wrong in their endorsement vis-a-vis who eventually won the caucus.
Yeah, I think they're wrong this time.
Just to clarify, who did they endorse?
Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota.
As did the New York Times along with Elizabeth Warren.
Halfway, right. New York Times.
Yeah.
They split the base.
Yeah, with Elizabeth Warren. Okay, we have 2 minutes, Alan.
Good chilly morning, panel, and welcome back, Joe. Let's assume John Bolton's testimony is allowed in the Senate and in our dreams. The American voters demand their senators oust the president with a 2/3 vote. With the source of the foul stench of his presidency finally cleansed from the Oval Office, what would prevent Trump from running again this November? Many thanks for the program. Don't think you have to worry about that, but... we'll ask a constitutional scholar. Maybe we'll send it in.
It requires another act of the Senate.
Yeah, it depends what the Senate verdict is. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's not allowed to run again if he's impeached, if he's ousted from office. That is prohibited. But if he loses the election, he can run again.
Okay.
$17,686, Alan. Go ahead.
And we heard, how much did you say? I'm sorry.
$17,686.
Now, we only have an hour to do that in. Have we ever done it during a fund drive? Yes, we have. It's hard, but we have done it. Sounds like a lot of money. But if everybody does one thing right now, goes to WAMC.org and puts something in, we'll make it. Right, Joe?
We will indeed. WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262.
And my great partner, Joe, we have done this many times. But it means everybody has to get going. That's 176 people or so. At $100 each, we'll make it. And we certainly have 500,000 people a month listening to this radio station. That's a lot of people.
For sure.
That's a lot of people. So just get going, everybody. I'm asking you, 1-800-323-9262. Let's move. Okay, and we heard from Marty, who said Dershowitz. Dershowitz is not acting as a defense attorney. He's making bad faith arguments that have no basis in law. Defense attorneys do not do that. It would be akin to someone walking into a criminal court and saying that the district attorney does not have the power to prosecute crimes. It is ridiculous and pathetic. for whatever it's worth, I agree.
Is that from an attorney?
It doesn't say.
Is there an Esquire? No.
No.
All right. That little ding you just heard was a bulletin saying that scientists confirm that stress can indeed turn hair gray.
Oh, well, wow. I think go. I can confirm.
Yeah, I
yes.
If I had hair,
as
I'd
if
worry
we
about that.
As wow, if we didn't wow, know. Wow. We are going to go take a break. When we come back, we need about $17,600.
Come on, everybody. Let's
$17,600 is what we need. We need you. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. We will be back right after this.
Afraid of, done things I've never done before, taking a chance and seeing just what the world is made of, nothing is the same anymore. At times I feel a golden spirit coming through me, thinking of my life.
Very nice. Welcome back, music, this morning, courtesy of Sarah LaDuke. Thank you very much. It's very nice to be back. It's quite thrilling. We've had cake. We have had a great conversation and frivolity here. We're trying to make some money as well for the radio station, which is very, very nice. We need to make about $15,000.
And we only have an hour to do it.
We have a little less than an hour.
Less than an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's very scary. Joe, I did want to take a little credit. When we ordered the cake, there was a question of what we were going to say on the cake, and I offered the words, which I think were quite remarkable. Welcome back, Joe.
Can't pass you up.
He stayed up for hours thinking that one up.
Let me just... Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay, Ann Rhode, good morning, panel, and welcome back, Joe. Yay, Rosemary, for telling it like it is about John Roberts. Pithy.
Yay, Rosemary.
P-I-T-H-Y, just in case anybody gets the wrong idea. Pithy.
I have the other one, too.
To the point right on, to the point right on target. His decision on Citizens United brought us the Congress we have now, and that's Ann in Connecticut. And then we heard from Dean in Red Hook. I'm firmly with Alan in that I think Mike Bloomberg is the one to beat Trump. And where we part ways is that I think he will indeed be the candidate. The field is divided, and the Democratic voters are still undecided. I like Bloomberg's strategy: stay out of the preliminary stages, then swoop in and clean up. As a Dem, I must say I have been underwhelmed by the choices so far. Not that I don't like some of them, but they come with major flaws. I'm actually excited about Mike Bloomberg. I can't wait to see the headlines the day after the election reading, "Hey, Donnie, you're fired."
Yeah, I am a Warren supporter if I had to pick one right now. Yeah. But I am very impressed by his health ads.
His commercials are dynamite.
Fantastic. Yeah. And do you know, I listened to all the Democratic debates.
Yeah.
Yes, all the Democratic debates. And they all got all twisted up in whether you're going to have, enforced on Medicare for all. And Bloomberg got right to it by talking about preconditions.
Bloomberg has bought a Super Bowl ad. So the two political ads on the Super Bowl this year are going to be Donald Trump and Mike Bloomberg.
Can Bloomberg win black votes?
Well, here's the other thing about Bloomberg. You know, he's a very interesting character, but he's not really running for president. He's a wealthy man who doesn't really compete. He doesn't really put his, candidacy out there. He's just a wealthy man who has a lot of research that is very valuable. And you know what? I'm happy he spent so much of his personal money on these ads, and he's right to put out the research, and he will help whoever is the Democratic candidate. But he will definitely not be president of the United States, because you cannot run as a wealthy man just hoping for some reason people have learned, and Trump had the TV show that gave him some street cred. I'm sorry, but Bloomberg is not exactly known all over the country.
Bloomberg has ran the most important city in the country for three terms.
And his name is all,
yeah,
and his
you know
name,
what? Rudy tried that angle, too. It didn't work.
Wait, Rudy isn't the same guy. I remember when Rudy went down to Florida thinking all of the New Yorkers who had moved to Florida would vote for him. And wrong, they didn't. They understand right from wrong.
I think you may be right, Vera, but it's premature to say it. He is running a highly unconventional campaign.
Sure.
And we're knocking him. Many people
not
are
me.
Knocking him, I know, because of being of having the money. But he's using the money in an unconventional,
which
very
I'm
smart
really
way.
Well, and he's been
and
using
he might win.
And he's been using the money for a long time
right.
in a smart way, whether uh-huh. it be for guns
well,
or the climate.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No,
but,
go ahead.
You know, he's also playing quite a ground game. You know, we live in New York, right? We don't
mm-hmm.
get a lot of political stuff happening
mm-hmm.
here because we're pretty much a blue state.
Right.
Right.
I've had calls from Bloomberg's team more than anyone else. You know, they're fundraising. They're working on the getting those numbers
mm-hmm.
up in the
yeah.
polling in terms of the number
he's
of people.
But
now, that said, I think he's a—
There
I
are two things about Bloomberg that I will never forgive him for. Number one, stop and frisk policies— incredibly discriminatory and hurtful to minority communities, and he's only recently attempted to apologize for that. Number two, you know, his sort of idea that because he's thoughtful and influential and he has a lot of information and he's a rich man, he can get an additional term just because it's him.
So, Vera, I guess we can mark you down in the anti-Bloomberg camp.
No,
well,
I mean,
stop and frisk is going to hurt him, there's no
yes.
doubt, but he is still, he can make a better case for with the minorities than can Trump.
Absolutely.
The problem is there may be a significant number of minority voters who will simply not vote for either, and to beat Trump, everybody's got to get out.
Hey, Joe, where are we in all
we
of this?
Are we are $13,685 away from where
Come
we
on,
need
everybody.
To be.
Get in there. Get in there.
We started out needing about $26,000. We're about halfway through that. We have $10,000 on the table from Emily Fisher.
We're into the whoosh factor.
1-800-323-9262. There are whooshes happening.
1-800-323-9262. I wish you a Merry Christmas.
I wish you would pick up your phone and call us, 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org. $13,685 to go. Alan.
Good morning, all. And hey, Joe.
Hey.
The bizarre benefit of these hearings is that Americans now have an even clearer choice in the 2020 election. Your vote will determine whether we will remain a representative democracy or a strongman autocracy. The Democrats have a clear and simple issue to run on if they can articulate it properly, and that's Rick in West Hurley.
All right.
Okay, and then we've heard from Rachel, who says, Dershowitz. Hi, panel. Welcome back, Joe. Alan Dershowitz is not a constitutional scholar, and his arguments are not repeatable with any success. In crim pro class, my professor, Gerald Schargel, had a category of arguments that he referred to as Dershowitz arguments. And these arguments were not to be tried unless you are Alan Dershowitz, meaning that anyone else would be immediately called out for being full of it. His argument, full of what? His argument is ridiculous, and this president was getting off anyway because of Mitch McConnell. The rest is noise, and that's from Rachel. Okay.
All right.
Don't fit
okay.
in
1-800-323-9262.
Here are some of the messages that were sent with donations from our listeners in honor of Joe.
Oh, great.
In honor of Joe Ray and the caregivers that assisted in Joe's successful recovery.
Oh, God, nice. Love the caregivers.
Ray did a great job trying to keep Alan in check, but it's wonderful to have Joe back. Welcome back, Joe.
Need to keep him in.
Can
check?
We see your scars?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Rosemary.
Welcome back, Joe. You were missed. It's a blessing to have Joe back. Hope Ray can get some rest. And also, in honor of Joe and in awe of the Iron Man, Ray Graff. Quite nice.
Very, very nice. Yeah. We would love for you to join in on the fun. 1-800-323-9262.
Uh-oh. How much do we need?
And this is fun. 1-800-323-9262. $13,525 is what we need. $13,525. We have a $10,000 challenge from Emily Fisher. We only have about 35 minutes to do it in. 1-800-323-9262.
Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot do it without you. We cannot do it without you. All you have to do is put something in. There is this sense of What do you call that when it's in the atmosphere, if one person does it and another person does it, and then somehow that's
contagion.
Yes, contagion.
Are you thinking coronavirus?
I am.
Justin says, Dershowitz, in age, I've always given Dershowitz the benefit of the doubt in his self-proclaimed fairness.
Yeah, right.
After that argument, I hope never to see him on a panel again.
But you know what? He was Trump's TV lawyer. That was what he wanted. He wanted him to perform. He was on in prime time the night before last. He did his job.
Yeah, yeah. And I have to say that I'm not going to talk about Dershowitz sitting in my living room. I'm not going to do that. He got a real nasty letter yesterday.
But you're not inviting him back.
Yep. No. Right. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Pamela, Roberts and yesterday. I agree. The Roberts Court with Citizens United also, et cetera, created this mess. Hard to just criticize Dershowitz. And Alan from yesterday, I agree with much of what you say, but don't call Bernie radical. Did I call him radical? No.
No, I didn't.
He's not radical. If he may be perceived as radical, if he is the candidate, then you are supporting the right wing thinking that he's radical. He's not that radical, and so on. He said, "Okay." And Kevin says, first of all, welcome back, Joe. Not to be a pessimist, overreact, but it isn't the outright support of presidential power by the Republicans essentially ruining our democracy? If they can't agree that this is impeachable, any future president could get away with literally anything." And then Rick said, Blumenthal, it was a fact-free summation of a case bereft of evidence. Despite proof that Blumenthal had fabricated military combat for years, he is arguing with his party that bad character is not enough to justify impeachment. How can Schiff protect the whistleblower if he doesn't know who he is? And that's from Rick. And Benedict says, if I were the Democrats, I would petition the Chief Justice for a change of venue. That's funny. And Bob says, Roman history reprise. Everybody should be feeling a potential big deja vu. These times are very much resemble the fall of the Roman Republic to the emperor dictators. Remember SPQR, Senatus Populus Quae Romanus. You're all great.
So, you know,
yeah, please.
And right after this acquittal, we don't have a whole lot of time before the State of the Union. And if that's not going to be Nero fiddling while Rome burns,
I cannot wait for that.
Okay, if you're a Democrat.
One dreadful.
Are you going to show up?
You show up. If you're a Democrat, do you applaud when he comes
no,
in?
No, you should not.
The argument has always been you're applauding the presidency as opposed to the man.
Well, that's a tough one.
No, I don't think you should.
Okay. Okay, Joe, I'm so sorry to be so persistent.
Well, unless you have a Nancy Pelosi kind of clap. Do you remember her? Like the specialized sort of...
I want the Nancy Pelosi look. Well, just look at her and see. If they sort of clap, she'll just sort of give them that death stare.
You know her kids were sitting there going, I've seen that.
So you believe it's appropriate to be respectful. When he walks in the door.
I don't
know.
You stand, you don't boo, you don't yell,
you're a liar like you did at Obama.
What happens if he's acquitted and spends much of the State of the Union insulting the Democrats?
Then you'll give him the raspberry. I think you applaud when he walks in, and then you don't respond to anything else.
Quietly.
And
Lois says, welcome back, Joe.
Thank you.
Dear panel, I listen almost every morning, and I have missed Joe Donahue very much. Welcome back, Joe, in capital letters. But Ray and Sarah did a wonderful job filling in. I've come to love both of them even more than I did before, and the panel helps keep me hopeful about my fellow Americans. Thank you. And that's Lois from Lake Luzerne.
$12,940
is what we need right now.
We have about 30 minutes.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we need $12,000. How much?
$12,940.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, please do it now. Get us there. It's in honor of Joe. It's a wonderful morning. We will have raised $25,000. Emily Fisher says she'll give us 10, and she's always kept her word. Emily Fisher will give us $10,000. That's a lot of money, folks, that this station can really use if and only if we make it. So I'm going to ask everybody to do it. I heard from somebody who said that their mother was, you know, so passionate about this that she was getting very upset when we have these matches. And I'm sorry. I don't know what else I can do. We're doing very well because of you. Okay, and Trump Wall says, Mike in Hinsdale, welcome back, Joe. The whole listening audience is happy, so happy you're back. The only person happier than us is Ray. A section of, a section of Trump's indestructible wall fell over yesterday. It fell over because the high winds. Nothing this Trump touches ever succeeds. Okay, and then there was more. But
yes, $1 billion of your tax dollars are blowing in the wind.
Held up by Mexican trees.
Held up by Mexican trees.
And Keith says, Trump's wall falling over.
Love it.
Yesterday, Trump's big, beautiful wall fell over in California during a mild windstorm with 35-mile-an-hour gust. Is this a metaphor for America? That's from Keith. And Susan says, Dershowitz. Could it be that the Epstein relationship Trump and Dershowitz share has been the, capital the, reason for Dershowitz's absurd argument? In other words, concern that Trump will out what he knows. I love Rosemary from Susan in New Paltz. And that's all I got.
All right. Well, we have $12,170 to go.
Okay. That means if 121 people, and you could be one of those, right now goes to a phone and dials 1-800-323-9262. I don't know how else to do that. 1-800-323-9262 or goes to WAMC.org. We'll make it, but only if you help. You know, it's that simple. If you don't vote, you know what you get. If you do vote, I don't know. But in any case, do what you can. Help us out here. 1-800-323-9262. Joe?
1-800-323-9262. Were you going to say something, Ira? Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, I was. I was, again, I'm going to ponder a little bit with a no knowable answer. But, you know, if Trump is reelected, we all see him heading to the authoritative regime and the dictatorship. And we see all of the signs, and they're doing it. They're hiding it in plain sight. If the American public elects this man, we know what's going to happen as a result. And so here's the unknowable. Why are they electing
and
this
you,
man?
And you don't think that happened in Hitler Germany? It did
Was he hiding in plain sight?
No, but the populace supported him.
But did they know what they were getting? I mean, if Trump...
I think they knew what they were getting, yeah. I think the problem was, in the end, they didn't want what they got.
Also, we have to remember that the majority of the German population never voted for Hitler, right?
Right, that's correct.
Which really speaks again to the fact that...
It was in the mid-30% that voted for him. And then he used manipulative and military power and so on. So we have to keep an eye on these kinds of things that are happening in this country, for sure.
It speaks to the need for everybody to get out and vote who doesn't want this man.
Joe, any progress?
No. It's $12,295.
1-800-323-9262. If you can help us out now and do something, we'll make that $25,000. We'll get $10,000 from Emily Fisher, and that'll be great. And then we'll all go out and have a second piece of Welcome Back, Joe cake.
Chocolate cake. Excellent. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262.
And yes, Rosemary, there's enough for you to bring a piece to your mom.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. She'll like that.
All right. So the other question, we were talking about Mike Bloomberg earlier, and you mentioned this about healthcare, and I'm interested in talking a little bit about that before we go to a break. So as other Democrats are feuding, Bloomberg is hammering Donald Trump on health care. Mm-hmm. While the presidential candidates argue about each other's health plans, Michael Bloomberg's ads have attacked the president over pre-existing conditions. You mentioned this earlier, Rosemary, but I want to expand a little bit on it. It powered Democrats to recapture the House in 2018 midterms, the fear that President Trump and Republicans would kill the Affordable Care Act, and with it, protections for more than 50 million Americans with pre-existing medical conditions. Yet, as Mr. Trump and other Republicans continue to try to overturn the law in court, Democratic presidential candidates have not made the issue central to their campaigns. Instead, they have spent much of their time on the debate stage arguing among themselves over Medicare for All and other proposals to expand health coverage. So what is Michael Bloomberg, what pulse is he feeling that seems to be working?
Well, that actually says it all. The Democrats in their debates got all entangled and they began sniping at each other over really small differences, whether to do Medicare for all or to phase it in and have a government plan. And really, you could have gotten around it just by saying, look, you know, we're headed in the same direction. It is going to be up to Congress, not just to me. Eventually, I'd like to get to Medicare for all. But in the meantime, we'll have a plan where you get to keep your – that's all it is. It's not a big difference. So he skipped over all of that and went right to the things that people really care about that affect them every day, and that's pre-existing conditions for a lot of people.
He has the advantage. He's not sitting up on that stage trying to differentiate himself. Exactly. Find something where
he skipped
he's
that.
Different. Uh-huh. And, you know, he knows. In fact, Trump's own campaign said the one place where the Democrats have a real advantage is health care. And Bloomberg
you are
is
right.
going right after
and,
that.
And both Bloomberg and Trump are, in essence, entering a similar lane where they're saying to their audience, their respective audiences, watch out, the other side is trying to take something away from you that you currently have. So Bloomberg is correctly pointing out that Trump has done everything in his power and will continue to remove protections that people have through whatever is left of Obamacare. The continuation of privatization, the continuation of excluding people with pre-existing conditions from healthcare plans when they change their jobs, for example. Whereas, you know, so whereas Trump, of course, is saying, watch out, the hard left is coming to take away your private options. They're trying to take away your choice. And both of them are threatening, not threatening, but Trump is threatening his basically constituency that, you know, private choices will disappear, whereas Bloomberg is making this very excellent argument saying, watch out, but your pre-existing conditions will not be covered if you give this man another opportunity to dismantle what you have access to right now. And that is something that he has certainly figured out to communicate in his ads, and they're very effective.
Hey, look, I voted for Bernie against Hillary Clinton. I'm not going to lie about it. I did. I understand that the Bernieites are out there and that they are very, very strong. And they may carry the day. He may be the candidate. But I do think it's Bloomberg who can win among moderate Americans.
You know, this was a position that Biden had when he came into the race, where he was skipping the Democrats and speaking directly, campaigning against Trump. Mm-hmm. And Trump has crippled him. He whatever else, he ended up being impeached about, he's going to beat that. But he crippled Joe Biden. And Biden now is on the defense. He has lost lots of leeway that he had before.
He's still doing well in the polls, though.
Yeah, not like he was, though.
No,
it's
he was
declining.
Leading. He was leading.
No, he was leading.
And I have to say, I think to some degree, Rosemary, and I was, as you know, you'll all remember, I was saying Biden would be the candidate. I think Biden hurt himself.
He didn't handle it well.
No,
yeah.
He has never really dealt correctly with the business of his son taking advantage of his position.
Yeah,
he's tried, but he hasn't done it.
Yeah, don't disagree with that. And he could have, you know, Trump did it, and I criticize him for that. That's I think it's an impeachable offense at what he did. But Biden, instead of turning it to his advantage, this guy's after me because he knows I'm the one. And he could have, I think his son and he could have addressed this. They should have answered it forthrightly. They should have been saying, hey, I want to go to Congress. I'll talk to you. You want to talk to me, Republicans? Take it on. And he didn't. It's been cowardly.
Almost out of time, but what would you have said?
I think he has an easy position. It's like, look, you know, I'm not happy my son took this, but he's a grown man. He's had a hard life. What I did do was not ever interfere. I never talked to him. I certainly never touched anything of government business that had to do with his company. And Barack Obama knows it.
And before we go to a break, Joe, how are we doing?
And Trump kids. Yes. Yeah, add that.
$10,660.
Oh boy.
So basically, we need 10,000. Right, 100 people and $100 each. We have it. We need 100. We need $10,000 to make
$10,000. And if you've got $1,000 now, and many people think WAMC is worth $3 a day. That's what it is. $3 a day for $1,000. You can do it on time. So much down and so much. It would be great if we could hear from you now. Please give us $1,000 if you can. Give us $5 if you can. But don't sit there and just look at the wall.
We stand with an option to buy. It's almost $9,900, and we
what's
need
the
you.
Number?
1-800-323-9262. Like you didn't expect that? 1-800-323-9262.
We're in trouble. Where are we, Joe?
We're $9,000 away from where we need to be.
Okay, so that's 90 people, 90 of you, 90 of us. Wherever
yes.
you are, do something. Do it now.
We have about 17 minutes to do it
and,
now.
And here is some big news, Joe.
All right.
An additional $5,000 challenge
really?
Came in, and I know these people quite well, in honor of Joe from an anonymous donor. 5,000. So now instead of 10,000 from Emily Fisher, there's 15,000 on the table if we can do this.
So
and that means everybody
amazing.
over to your machine, go to WMC.org. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, so wait. So now we were trying to get to the 560 point, which would get us to 570 with the 10,000. Now with the 5, we'd be at 575 by the end in the next 20 minutes.
We would. And everybody, I'm asking, it's Alan. We're with you. I want to read some of the additional things that people have said as
All
they've
right.
given money. Welcome back, Joe. We need a Ray and Joe show.
great idea.
Thank you, Ray. Welcome back, Joe.
We
love you even below the Mason-Dixon line. And that's from Mark in Maryland.
Wow.
And also grateful for Joe's return and somebody else who says, best radio station in the country. That's great. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard it. There's $15,000 on the table. And we have what, about?
We have 89. We need $8,900 to go. We have about 15 minutes to go. We need a whoosh right now. It's going coming in very nicely. Thank you. We have 40. We have to be out at 40. Hold on. I'm new to this. We have to be out at 4820.
Oh, 4820.
4820.
So therefore, you have about
12 minutes.
12 minutes.
All right. Is that right?
No, more than 12 minutes. no more. We're a bunch of savants here. Okay, but everybody.
It won't matter if we make $8,800 right now.
What we announced was it had to be by 11 o'clock this morning.
Correct.
That's what we announced.
That's what we announced.
Okay, so look, everybody, do your thing. She's right. She's right. Welcome back, Joe. Vera is so right. No matter who else is your candidate, Vera's assessment of Bloomberg is spot on. I'm absolutely on the anti-Bloomberg train for sure. Love the show. Love you all, even though I'm a bit left.
You're
most
right,
of
Vera.
You.
Once in a while, I am.
I get a lot out of the show. So all the best, and that's JD.
I just want to make it clear. I've been talking about how smart Bloomberg's been. It was mm-hmm. not meant as any kind of endorsement.
Right.
But
I mean,
that said, whoever that voter, whoever wrote that letter, if he's the candidate, you got to make a decision, because if you don't vote for whoever the Democrat is, you're putting Trump
right.
back.
Ladies and gentlemen,
there's no doubt about that. I mean, don't get me wrong.
This is all very interesting, but we have a great deal to do right this second.
$8,000 we need to do.
$8,000. That means 80 of us. Let's go. Everybody on a phone, 1-800-323-9262.
Hurry.
1-800-323-9262. Joe, we've done this many times, you and I, and it's now we're getting down to the nub. This is it. This is the time we all have to say $15,000, 10 from Emily Fisher, 5,000 from Anonymous. Let's just do this. This is phenomenal. And Sue says, tell you that if nothing horrible happened with a Trump re-election, the fact that he would be able to continue to put his people on the courts, and especially the Supreme Court, would be horrible enough.
Yeah,
I don't think enough people think about that. The damage of Trump is done.
The courts are impacted.
But
the candidates that are coming up in his wake, including
all
Rick Scott, Red Tide, Red...
But the next president gets at least two, and possibly three justices.
And that would be the end of the Supreme Court forever.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go to Susan. I wouldn't be happy to have Bloomberg as the Democratic candidate. First, he instituted stop and frisk, which is a horrible, humiliating racist policy. Many people were affected by it. Mika says, Bloomberg, I agree with you, Vera. He seems like a good man, but his tendencies are autocratic.
Yep.
And Matt says, welcome back, Joe.
Thank you. Quick
correction, Elizabeth Warren got the Des Moines Register endorsement. Love you. Your pal, Matt.
It wasn't Klobuchar. We said it was Klobuchar.
Yeah. Klobuchar was the Times, along with Elizabeth Warren.
Yes.
Wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Okay. We need to research.
Maybe I'm wrong.
The more register.
Okay, go ahead, Alan.
In the meantime, we are losing time. I need everybody on a phone, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262. Yesterday, we decided we weren't going to do this. We could just sit still. Instead of the $25,000 we raised the day before, we got $4,500 or something like that. So that's what we got yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we have to do. Dershowitz, anyone who wants to remind the public that Dershowitz and Trump were accused of rape at Epstein's home, Stephen and Saugerties.
Elizabeth Warren.
So apologies, Elizabeth Warren was endorsed by the Des Moines Register.
But my point was that the endorsement has not been worth anything to
that ever
those
been
that may be, but yeah. We are in trouble right now, Joe.
Yes, we are, but we're doing okay. I mean, we have money to make, and we have about 10 minutes to do it in.
10 minutes, that's all. That's
and
nothing.
This is all just basically fill while I work on my calculator. Good. $7,500. We need $7,500.
Yes. Wow. Okay, 75 people. Get on a
yes,
phone now.
75
don't,
people.
Don't. Okay, Michael. Say,
Michael, easy for you to say.
Michael Bloomberg says, Darren in Ashfield, I would vote for any Democrat for president other than billionaire trying to buy the nomination without actually winning any of the primaries. This is a bridge too far. Well, no. If he does run, or if he wants to run, he has to win primaries.
Yeah, he just isn't going to be in the first ones, which we sit here every day and talk about how insignificant and unfair they are, that there's states like Iowa and New Hampshire.
I couldn't agree more.
He's bypassing him. I can't hate him for that. Stop and frisk, he's got a problem. He kind of walked away from it, as you said, Vera, really too little, too late. He's got to really do something about that.
Well, he's not good at explaining
but,
it.
No, he isn't, because he's a proud man, you know, but it's different than Trump, who doesn't apologize at all.
And Ruth says, Michael Bloomberg, Vera says a wealthy man can't win. Can I introduce you to her to Donald Trump? And
well, except for the TV show I mentioned, right?
Yeah.
No, the Kennedys had money. The Bushes had
well
money.
Known
Why did the Kennedys
you know
ever
there's
have
a,
money?
There's a number of people in this country who believe if you're rich, you deserved it.
And Papa Joe, by the way,
or not.
Papa Joe of the Kennedys spent a lot of money getting Jack elected.
Also not. And Jason said that was extremely corrupt. We don't write about that. Seymour Hirsch has written an amazing book.
Right. Yeah. My right knee
of
hurts.
Uh-oh.
Does that mean we're going to make it?
No,
he's trying to get money.
I think that means that we're still $6,700 away.
Okay.
But I'm really serious. It hurts. I need to stretch it.
Okay, look, everybody, let's go. Jason says, Bloomberg's contempt for the voters. Bloomberg cajoled New York City Council to reverse term limits on its mayorship. That's true.
Yep.
Steve says, Bloomberg, I'm sorry, but I adamantly disagree with everyone about Bloomberg. And
wait, does that mean he's for him or against him?
I don't know, but I'm only reading the first sentence because I can't do it otherwise.
Kathleen
says, given the
$6,500, Alan.
$6,500.
And we have about 8 minutes.
Eight
we can
minutes,
do it.
Everybody on a phone now.
Come on, hurry.
Do what you can. Remember that Emily Fisher said 10,000 if you can do it. And if you can do it. And the same thing from our friends down the river who were saying 5,000 more. We did not expect that, by the way. It happened during the show. There you go.
It'll bring us to $575,000, but we are $6,000 away from that
right
now.
We need everybody's help.
Yes,
we
do.
You go to a phone now, and it's 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Kathleen, given the voters of color are such a key constituency in the 2020 race, there's no way Bloomberg can win. I don't agree with that, but what can I tell you? Annie says, Bloomberg. When Bloomberg became mayor of New York City, a friend complained about he controlled the budget. His methods didn't surprise me. Bloomberg is a businessman. I'm reading only the first sentences because I don't have time. We have to make that $6,000. I need everybody to go to a phone. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. If I haven't given you that number enough, let me give it to you one more time. 1-800-323-9262.
I thought it would make the cake.
We can make it.
Should have been on the cake.
Yeah, I could have done that.
Yeah, instead of welcome back, Joe.
Well, which I thought was absolutely poetic.
Very profound.
Yeah.
Very nice.
1-800-323-9262. And go to WAMC.org. But don't sit there. Just don't sit there.
$4,900, ladies and gentlemen.
Boy.
$4,900. We have about 5 minutes. We can do this. It's $1,000 a minute. $1,000 a minute. We've done it before. We can do it again.
But it's going to take everybody doing something.
But it's a lot.
It is
a lot. $15,000. We need $5,000 to make $15,000.
That's right.
Where else in the world can you go and do that?
I don't know, Joe. You tell me.
OTB.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Although it's never happened to me personally.
No, it doesn't happen. This is a better bet.
We got to talk to Ray about this. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Welcome back, Joe. We're honoring you today, and it's just a wonderful turnout that we've had. We've come so far. We needed $25,000. Now we need less than $5,000.
$3,689.
Oh, boy. 1-800-323-9262. We can do this.
And 4 minutes.
I think we can.
The little engine that could.
1-800-323-9262. Joseph, welcome back. You're terrific.
Well, this is good. You know, I want every time people go away, they should celebrate with cake and
get a cake.
Make sure that they make $10,000 for their organization so their check clears. That's good. 1-800-323-9262. We went through a lot of letters today. That's
yeah,
good.
That was great.
We did. And by the way, you know, I was reading letters. There will be people who write me and said, I had quite a long letter and you only read the first sentence. Yes.
And he's right. True. They sound exactly like this.
I was just going to ask you about that accent. Yeah. Did you practice that?
Come back on Monday so we can discuss Brexit.
People can be very cruel in some of these letters.
Yes, they can. Yes, they can.
1-800-32. When I kept mentioning that Dershowitz sat in my house with my
in your living room. You didn't say house. It had to be your
living room with my wife and his girlfriend.
I remember the chair.
Yeah, I remember the chair. And somebody wrote me and said, does that mean you're a pedophile too?
Oh,
1-800. Jesus. Well, okay.
1-800-323-9262.
$2,900, Joe says in a desperate...
How much time?
We have about 3 minutes. We have 3 minutes. We need $2,900. 3 minutes, we need $3,000. It's like $1,000. What?
You can go till 11, though?
No, I can go to 4820.
He has his orders.
I have my orders.
1-800-323-9262.
Although Alan is right that we do have until 11 o'clock
but we don't
for the challenge,
do,
but we don't want to do that.
We want to let people know that we made it.
We want to say huzzah, huzzah.
I get it. I want to say huzzah because I don't think I've ever said it before.
What does that mean?
What? Huzzah? Huzzah. Huzzah.
It sounds like one of my friends back in Amman.
There's a movie, and I'm drawing a blank. There's a movie where one of the characters in exultation yells, huzzah. I'll think of it.
We need $1,500, Alan.
No.
How much?
Comedy.
We need $1,500.
$1,500. Everybody to a phone. Let's go. Somebody can do that whole thing, or somebody can take any part of it from $5 to $1,000. Whatever you can do, do it now. Don't wait. 1-800-323-926. We're so close. We'll get $15,000. We only have minutes to do it in. By the way, everybody, don't panic. If you're on the phone, If you're on the phone, it will count. It will count. 1-800-323-926. Once you dial, once you hear that ringy dingy dingy, you know that you're included, right?
We need $1,000.
$1,000.
We have a minute and 20 seconds, so we need $1,000.
1-800-1,000.
So you're basically we're a phone call away from.
We are, Joe, and thank goodness you're back because you have a solemnity about you. When you say it, people believe it. When I say it, not so much. 1-800-323-9262.
I think it takes two, right? It's a good cop, bad cop.
Yeah,
right. It's a $1,061. And we can do this. 1-800. Oh, no. Now it's $600. We need $600. And we have
seconds to go.
Yeah.
Seconds to go.
1-800-323-9262. Real quick, I want to thank everybody. Thank you for such a lovely welcome back. Thank you for the cake, Alan. Thank you. Thanks to everybody in the studio and for a beautiful morning. Thank you for all the people who called in. Thank you to Emily Fisher and to Anonymous for the $15,000. I will confidently say that we made it.
Yeah.
Huzzah!
And that was Dom DeLuise and Fatso. That's where that was.
All right. How can we forget that movie? 1-800-323-9262.